No doubt many of us are rushing out the door to grab a last-minute Valentine's Day gift for our significant others. Our guest has a suggestion. Hold off on the chocolates and flowers and spend a little time talking to that loved one. He's Dave Isay, the founder of StoryCorps, which collects thousands of interviews, many of which you hear on Morning Edition. Dave has just released All There Is, Love Stories from StoryCorps, and he's here to tell us more about the book. Dave, welcome to All Things Considered.
Hi, Brady. It's great to be here.
The stories in the book are primarily couples talking about how they met and fell in love. And as I read through them, I was struck by how undramatic many of these stories were. It's people who meet at a party or a bar, friends set them up, their coworkers. It's funny in a way to think how something that can be so life-changing and wonderful to find that soulmate can come from often such humble origins.
Yeah, I think one of the themes that runs through this is that kind of serendipity, that even people who think that love is not in the cards for them, that one day when they least expect it, it's going to sneak up behind them and tap them on the shoulder. And you know, in many ways, I think that it is ultimately a book about hope. People who just did not think it was possible, it just suddenly happens.
One of the stories where it suddenly happened was Rachel and Ruben Salazar. They met electronically. They were talking on email for a long time, and they built up a serious relationship before they even talked on the phone, let alone met in person. StoryCorps reveals so much about the power of the voice. Do you wonder about whether or not emails and texts and Facebook posts will change the way we meet and fall in love, and possibly not for the better, or no?
Well, I mean, I think that there have been successful and unsuccessful relationships all throughout. I'm not sure that things were different or better. Were better, you know, many years ago. It's different now. And I think the nature of how we meet, you know, may change, but the ingredients for, you know, a successful relationship stay the same. And that's, you know, it's no great surprise. And whether they meet over email or in, you know, a more 20th century kind of way, it's about the kind of work you put into a relationship. This is a 20th century kind of thing. There was a guy in the book who's 85 years old, a guy named Leroy Jenkins, I think is his last name, who did his interview in Chicago and remembered seeing a roadside sign after he came back from World War II and took a drive with his wife. It said, successful marriage. And you'd never see a sign like this today. And it said, six things you always want to say to a loved one. You look great. Can I help? Let's eat out. I was wrong. I'm sorry. And I love you. And he said those six rules guided their successful marriage for 53 years, 2 months, and 5 days.
Words to live by, literally.
Yes.
Leroy's story was in a section called Lost, where individuals are remembering spouses and lovers who are no longer with them. And what I heard in those stories was not just the strength of their love, but the strength that they gained from that love. I mean, Leroy in particular talked about how much he missed his wife, but how her memory had helped him.
Yeah, I think he says at the end of that every day is a tribute to her. That you're right. I mean, one of the remarkable things is that you see in so many stories that when a loved one gets ill, you know, maybe develops Alzheimer's disease, that act of caring for a loved one, you know, I think there were numerous people who said, despite it being incredibly painful, that it was the most natural and easiest thing they ever did. And there was just no question that they would be there for this person during those, you know, difficult times as well as the good times.
Dave Isay, it's been a real pleasure. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks, Brady. Good to talk to you.
Dave Isay is the founder of StoryCorps. His new book is All There Is, Love Stories from StoryCorps. You can find out more about the book at our website, nhpr.org.